This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. You know, when you think of jazz, you probably, or think of the saxophone, I should say, you probably think of jazz. But Wayne Leachford is a classical saxophonist, a classical baritone saxophonist, to be exact. Wayne Leachford is also an adjunct professor of saxophone at North Carolina State University. He performs in orchestra pits for touring Broadway shows, and he just released a CD called Works of Art. And he's heading to the World Saxophone Conference in a couple of weeks in Scotland, and we're going to find out all about that when we talk with Wayne Leachford, who's in our studio now. Welcome. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here, Frank.
When did you decide, or why did you decide, to become a classical saxophonist instead of a jazz sax player?
Well, I think it goes back to when I was in high school. I had an opportunity to see a classical tenor saxophonist play with the North Carolina Symphony, a guy named James Holick, who was also the teacher at the North Carolina School of the Arts at the time. And, you know, I just saw that concert, and I had no concept that it could even do that. I mean, I'd heard John Coltrane and all these other great jazz players, but never heard it in a classical setting like that before. So it was, it was pretty inspiring.
It's a member of the woodwind family, but came along kind of late. Symphonic music had been going for a couple of centuries before the sax was invented in the middle of the 19th century.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the saxophone has always had a hard time being accepted into the symphonic world, the classical world. Ironically, though, it was originally conceived as a classical instrument for the orchestra and for military bands, for concert bands. And, you know, it wasn't until the early 20th century that, you know, jazz even appeared. And, you know, it kind of took a stranglehold on the saxophone at that point. And from that point on, it primarily was a jazz instrument.
Well, when you say it was invented for, and I guess military, but also it did have a kind of symphonic purpose, and that's why it was invented. What niche did it fill? Why did anybody feel the need to make this particular woodwind?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with competition with brass instruments, because they really do overpower the woodwind section, as I know very well when I'm in an orchestra pit. So I think Adolf Sax's concept was to have a reed instrument that had the power of a brass instrument.
So you, not only are you doing classical music, but there are new compositions, one that you commissioned for your new record from your colleague and the chair of the department at NC State, J. Mark Scares. Tell us about Rumble Strip.
Okay. Well, Rumble Strip is a pretty interesting piece. It's for marimba and baritone saxophone.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it right here. A little bit of Rumble Strip from my guest Wayne Leachford's new CD, Works of Art. Tell us about how that came together. Did you work with Mark in the composition of that piece?
We didn't really work together, per se. I told him that I wanted a piece with a lot of low, fast notes. That clip didn't really represent that so much, but, you know, he kind of did want to know what I wanted. And so I had a concept. I'd listened to some of his music. You know, he has some stuff online, and I'd heard it in other places, too. So I knew his style, and that's one thing I try to do with these composers is, you know, that I commission, is to really research their music. I want to know what I'm getting into, what kind of style they play, and if it will fit my instrument. And I felt that he had written music that I think would work, you know, for my instrument. And, you know, plus we have a rapport. You know, I've been over at NC State since 2006, so I see him in the building frequently. And, you know, I was thinking about composers. I mean, he was right there. So it just made a lot of sense to ask him to write me a piece.
Are you looking for a piece that's going to, in a lot of ways, obviously highlight the instrument and what it can do? Anything else musically that you want to do? Anything that you want to sort of prove about the saxophone in a composition?
Well, I think the main thing is just the viability of the saxophone as a solo instrument. You know, the baritone saxophone, in my opinion, has a large capacity, no pun intended, for great melodic playing. You know, it's got a rich sound, very much like a cello in a lot of regards. So that's the kind of thing I really want to, you know, showcase. Also, its range. The saxophone is typically a 2.5-octave instrument. Sometimes I can get 4 octaves on it. And, you know, I want to try to, you know, show people the range of the instrument in these compositions.
Well, it has been used in classical compositions as well, and there's a piece on this, on your new record, Works of Art, that's called Above the Town, which apparently is making like the top 40 of classical music on its radio play at places like WCPE just down the road.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about the top 40, but it definitely has been getting airplay, which, you know, if you listen to a station like WCPE, you don't hear saxophone. I've tried. I've listened many times. I never hear a saxophone. But they've been very supportive about this. You know, I gave them the CD. They responded, and since then it has been played on quite a few classical stations across North Carolina and other places.
Well, now we're going to compete directly with WCPE because here we are playing a little bit of Above the Town. That's a little bit of a composition called Above the Town on Wayne Leechford's new CD called Works of Art. Tell us about that composition.
Well, that's one movement out of 4 of Chagallian scenes. Or is it suite? Yeah, it's Chagallian suite. It was written by Elizabeth Rahm, a Canadian composer, and I was familiar with some of her work previously. I approached her about this piece. I mean, she seemed really excited about it. And she, again, was asking me kind of what I wanted. She recommended a approach that I was kind of taking with some other pieces and to try to draw some kind of parallel between a work of art, a painting or poetry or something like that, and, you know, use that as the springboard for the creation process. And I had just recently been in New York City to the Guggenheim Museum, and I'd seen a Marc Chagall exhibit, and I was really blown away. I'm really into surrealist art, and you know, it really struck me. So that was the first name that popped in my head. So Marc Chagall, I mean, you know, I really like his work. So she based each movement on a different painting of his, and I think that Above the Town is one of his more well-known works. So that's really kind of how it came together.
And do you think, I mean, is it a word picture? Are we meant to see the picture in, or is it a comment about what you as artists may have in common and what you're trying to do, what your project is?
I think it really is a musical representation of the piece of art. You know, in her notes to me, or, you know, notes for the CD, she does describe the scene of the painting and how the music kind of follows the imagery. So it really is a pretty strong tie to the original work.
You are going to the 16th World Saxophone Congress.
Yes.
It's in Scotland.
It is.
You lucky dog. So what happens there?
Well, it's a gigantic meeting of saxophonists from all over the world. There's you know, concerto performances, recitals, lectures. There's a whole room full of new saxophones and gear, you know, so that we can all drool over it and spend lots of money. But it really is. It's kind of a networking thing too. You meet people there. There are people that go to these conferences on a regular basis. It's a real community kind of feeling when you go to these things.
And you know, you're not afraid that some bagpipers might just sneak in and pretend that they're playing sax, and you wouldn't even know it.
Well, you know, sometimes people say a sax sounds like a bagpipe, so I think they'll fit right in.
How many people go?
I know in previous congresses they have drawn probably about 1,000 people.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty big event.
Safe travels, have lots of fun, and don't try to sneak any haggis back. They will stop you at customs.
I know they will.
This is On the State of Things today. We're talking to Wayne Leachford about his new CD. It is called Works of Art. He is performing on the 4th of July at a celebration in Raleigh at City Plaza Stage with Children of the Horn. The new CD is called Works of Art. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Just ahead, the legacy of Reynolds Price on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.